Blog Talk Radio.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this day, thanking you, Lord, for blessing us this day. And Lord God, we petition you once more that through your Spirit that you will release the light and understanding that we stand in need of. Father, we humble ourselves before you and acknowledge that you are the Almighty Wise One, and there is none wiser than thee. Father, we ask tonight that you would display the movement and work of your power, that you would show unto us all tonight that you are the source of true light. So therefore, Lord, let your Spirit speak into our hearts this day. Glory to the living God. And Father, we will give you glory. We magnify you and will lift you up. In the name of thy precious Son, Jesus Christ, we pray, and Father, we thank you. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for another blessed Wednesday. And to some of you who perhaps are listening in other parts of the world, it may be Thursday morning or Thursday evening. But it doesn't matter what time of the day it is. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Men broadcast. This is Brother Nate. Thanking God for all of you that are tuned in. And before I get ready to go into the Word, I want to give you this phone number that you can call in with your prayer requests, your comments, or any questions on the lesson. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. And if you have, if you don't feel comfortable on the air, asking the questions, you can always contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com, GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN@gmail.com. And once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we'll give unto you. Praise be to God. So once again, it is another blessed day in the Lord. Another golden opportunity to go into the Word of God. I am very grateful and humbled to be able to bring the Word of God to you on Blog Talk Radio. God has blessed me along with others with such an opportunity to spread His gospel to all parts of the world through this radio internet. I am very blessed, and I thank God for, once again, this opportunity. If you have your Bibles with you, I'm going to ask if you would turn to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. Glory to God. And I want to give you a message from the Lord tonight as we have been on Blog Talk Radio. This coming next month, Lord say the same, will be 3 years. And during this time, we have been telling you about the work of the Lord Jesus Christ in these last days, of sending his angel, messenger, the Elijah that he spoke of in Matthew 17 and in Malachi chapter 4, the messenger of the Lord, the resurrected John the Baptist, as spoken in Malachi 3. that prophet as spoken in Deuteronomy 18 and Acts chapter 3. We have been commissioned by the Lord Jesus to tell you of what he's doing in these last days through the sending of his angel messenger. And he has been sending his angel with words of instructions to his people, to mankind, today that will be of the bride. And in the message, one of the things that the resurrected John the Baptist, who sent by the Lord Jesus as an angel of the Lord, he has not changed the message of repentance. We know that when he first walked this earth in the flesh, and you read in Matthew and Luke, that John came preaching repentance. And he's bringing the word from the Lord Jesus today, calling for repentance once again. I want to read one of the verses from the word of the Lord that the Elijah had been bringing from Jesus thus far, making 120 trips here. That's why it's called in messages. And therefore bringing the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. In what is called the 25th message, Jesus having sent him out March the 29th, 1931, I want to read to you out of one of the verses what the Lord has to say for this day. The title of this message tonight that the Lord wants to get out is repent, an outward show to be seen. Now, I'm not talking about repenting the outward show, but he wants the people to repent who has been performing an outward show just to be seen. I want to read from the word of the Lord, the message to you. I pray that those of you who are listening who say, what is this that he's bringing? And he's talking about that the Lord is sending an angel. I pray that you would sincerely, if you haven't gotten a witness that this is true, that you would sincerely ask God about it. I pray that you do. Because sometimes people dismiss things because, to be honest with you, that it didn't come through someone in, quote, their church. It doesn't fit their mode of thinking. And therefore, they just automatically dismiss it. But I'm here to tell you that the Word of God in the Bible tells us that be careful how we entertain strangers because we may be entertaining angels unaware. And so therefore, you got to be careful in dealing with many situations because when you're dismissing it and saying it's not of God, it could be of God. I want to read to you tonight what the Lord has to say. He said, repent, ye ministers of pleasure, for your worship is not of the heart. Your prayers are only from the lips, and an outward show, and this is an abomination unto the Lord. For your effort is to get gain, and your hearts are full of greed. Therefore, the wrath of God is kindled against the hypocrite and the hireling, for they shall receive the greater damnation. For the Lord will send a scourge and destruction in the land, and he shall cleanse the people of darkness and superstition, and your mockery shall come to an end. Glory to the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ has been sending, hallelujah, his word, his message, thank you, Jesus, unto mankind. And in this message, he talks about those who are worshiping not from the heart. He talks about those whose prayers are only from the lips. He talks about how this is an outward show. And this thing is done just to be seen. God calls it mockery. And God is calling for those, the claim of the being his people, to repent. Repent or face the consequences. Because you will not continue to make a mockery out of God. There are those today who is among or even in the body of Christ who is now resort to outward showing. Even when they appear to be worshiping, it is not from the heart. Even when they appear to do something which seems to be a good deed, it's under the wrong motive. We're going to get ready to go into the Bible to see, as Jesus talks about this also in the Bible, but God is calling for the people to repent. One thing about the Lord, it is true, he is merciful and long-suffering. But many times we tend to forget that long-suffering doesn't mean the same thing as forever suffering. And there comes a time that when you're in sin or you're doing that which is mocking God, that God sends a word to you to repent. But if you don't repent, you will be exposed. Now, some may say, well, you're being too harsh with that, or too hard with that. No, I'm being straight, honesty, and with truth. And we can see it today that even among Christianity, there's been display of shows all for to be seen, also being called in the name of the Lord. There are many who are even doing, quote, what they call performances. They're claiming to even be singing for the Lord. But it's so choreographic to get applause and praise from people that you can pick up that it is an outward show. Now that when gospel singers are getting on the stage, it's no more just ministering to the Lord or ministering to the people about the Lord. Now it's all about performing. And now we have resorted to using words like my fans. Amen. We singing, quote, supposed to be the gospel, but now we're talking about my fans. And we have gotten to a point now that what we're declaring to be of God is have become merely an outward show. Glory be to God. I want to look in Matthew chapter 6, and Jesus speaks along the lines with this that he has sent through his angel messenger about an outward show, doing that to be seen. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 1, Jesus said, take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thy alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets. They may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what the right hand doeth, that thy alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. When thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask. I want to go down to verse 16. He said, moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear to men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thy head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto them men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and the Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Now notice how many times that when we have looked in those verses, Jesus talks about, and we see these three things I read that he talk about, doing alms, praying, and fasting. And he said that, he said, don't do your alms or your charitable deeds to be seen of men. And then when he talks about prayer, he talks about the hypocrites, how they will go standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the street to be seen of men. And how that when they will go fasting, they would disfigure their faces so they can show it to men that they are fasting. Jesus said, you have your reward. And the Lord talks about these things that's being done for an outward show. And as you see in the church today, yesterday I did a verse from the word of the Lord when the Lord said, go to the burdened spirit. And one of the things that true believers are seeing that's happening among in the church is that there are things, even charitable, good, quote, deeds being done with the wrong motive. God said, repent of such a thing or else face the consequences. Some of you are doing, quote, that would appear to be good, but you want to get glory for yourself. You're doing it that you may be seen. Some people can't help, in a sense, they whenever they try to do something good or going to do something good, they got to always have folks around them to see it. They always got to make it known. Hallelujah. And then saying, well, I'm looking for God to bless me. God said, you got your reward right there. That's it. Hallelujah. And so the Lord has been sending his angel to tell us, he's telling his people, repent, you ministers of pleasure. Because now that spirit of dealing with nothing but pleasure has crept into church. And it's all about what makes me feel good. And so now what is people is stressing on, what makes them feel good, is that they get praise of men. So the good deeds is not really being done from the heart now. Very few are doing the good deeds from the heart. Many of them now has turned to doing, quote, good deeds for an outward show. And the Lord said, even your very prayers from your lips is an outward show. You know, you can notice that when people are trying to get glory and appear to men, you know, just to get glory in praying, you can hear something about their prayers that some of them is praying and trying to use big words, and some of them are praying to try to sound a particular way and trying to get people to go wow about them and all that, and there's no anointing in it. And the Lord said, your prayers are only from the lips. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus said in the word, with their mouth they honor me, but their heart is far from me. And now we are living in a time now among the church folks, among those that are professing to be believers, that now things have become just a show. This is why Jesus has been sending the Elijah and setting up his way, because this way that Christ set up is a humble, lowly way. It's not a way where you can be an outward show to get glory for yourself, but it's a way to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And so now the Lord is saying, repent. Repent of such a thing. Repent of this, because he said it is an abomination unto him. He said your effort is to get gain, and your hearts are full of greed. And when we think of greed, we constantly think about just money, and that's part of it. People have a greed for praise. They just want, you know, just people just praise and worship them. And greed for prominency seeking and being in high positions and people just lifting up. They have such a greed, and now it has become an outward show. Glory to God. This thing is not pleasing unto the Lord. To see those who are proclaiming to be his, to not be doing the, quote, good from the heart. God said it's time to repent or else face the consequences. Now, one of the things that would happen, once again, we talk about the Lord and how merciful He is. And he's very merciful. But when God is sending messages to you for you to repent, and you keep rejecting them or don't hear it and won't accept it, then the next step that happens is that you get exposed. Now, you may be fooling some people by doing this, but God is going to expose you, because there are some people who have not grown in Christ to be able to discern the difference between the true and the false. And therefore, when you're doing these, quote, good things, they're actually thinking, oh, this is from their heart, this is from the Lord, and blah, 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 and therefore they're being deceived. But see, God is not going to continue to let you deceive them. If you're doing even the prayers that is only from the lips, and trying to captivate the people who does not have enough discernment to know the truth from the false, God said you're making a mockery out of him, and that's going to come to an end. Hallelujah. God is not for us trying to do things for an outward show. Amen. And therefore, he's been sending the Elijah, and he says, repent. Repent of these outward showing. Repent. He said, when you do your alms, your charitable deeds, you know, some people, even when they're giving money, they got to blow the trumpet. They got to let everybody know. Okay? In the churches, you start to see that if one feel like he put in the most money, he got to let the people know in the church he did. Amen. And see, God said, when you're like that, you got to let everybody know about your good deeds and your prayers, that you're going in and making a scene in the service, because you want folks to see, or you pray, or when you are fasting, you want them to know that you're fasting. God said, and you're talking about, I'm doing this, and I may be blessed of the Lord. The Lord said, you already got your reward. But that mockery is going to come to an end. Glory to God. It's going to come to an end, people. Hallelujah. You can best believe it's going to be. Thank you, Jesus. See, the Lord is sending Elijah to restore all things. Glory. He's sending the Elijah to prepare people. See, we're talking about today how that Christ can come back at any time. And I said, no, he can't, not according to his word. But many of us are in agreement that Christ is going to return. That's true. But here's the other thing that we miss, that we think that he's coming back for a church that is in any kind of condition. We actually think that. We overlooked when Paul told us in Ephesians about the church being without wrinkle, spot, or blemish. We overlooked that part. Okay, we just said Jesus is coming back any day. He's coming back for a church. But let me tell you something. He's not coming back for a church that is in any kind of condition. He's coming back for a church that without wrinkle, spot, or blemish. And what God is doing and going to do, he's showing the truth from the false. I'm telling you, he's exposing, amen, that which is deceiving, okay? He's exposing the one that is just praying from the lips and not from the heart. He's exposing it, and he's going to expose. There are some today that's been doing it. God's been dealing with it in the heart. Some of you may be listening to this broadcast. You have been doing it. God has been speaking to you, telling you to repent and turn from it. But you like so much of the words of man, what they say about you when you pray, that you are continuing to do it. God said, this is the last warning. If you don't repent, that's going to come to an end. You're going to be exposed. Jesus, hallelujah. You're going to be exposed. Hallelujah, glory. I look at on TV, and not only just in so-called gospel music, but now even the ministers, big-time televangelists and being on TV, you can see their whole program is like a show, okay? It's like a show. Amen. You know, I heard of one time in this particular church, and maybe others that's been doing it. Many of y'all know from the worldly thing that was called Live at Apollo, where some churches start to do the same thing in their churches, having live from Apollo things up in there. And see, the church has turned to the outward showing, and they said, okay, this is what's gonna draw people. So when Christ says, if I be lifted up, I would draw all men unto me, they disregarded that and say that letting the Spirit rule and shine through us is not working. So therefore, we got to come up with our own way to draw man. And that's what many have been doing. And so the prayer from the lips haven't been coming from the heart. Because one of the things I notice, even with many preachers and many, and I'm not trying to pick on a certain denomination, but especially in many Baptist churches, is that when you're preaching, you don't have to really say words. Only thing you have to do is put a twang in your voice or a stress in your voice like you sing it. And people start jumping and hollering and falling, and you'd be like, okay, well, what did he say? I don't know, but he can preach. God told us to preach the gospel. The gospel is words, okay? But putting all this twang and this kind of sounds in your voice, and you're doing it just to draw people, it's not godly, okay? I just have to lay it down simple and plain. It's not godly. And so today, that's what we got. You got a lot of outward shows. You got a lot of, quote, preaching that's only from the lips and not from the heart. You got a lot of singing that's only from the lips and not from the heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. But God is getting a hold of some of you. You know, I look at the gospel singer named Donald Lawrence. He got a new song called Lord Deliver Me. And the guest singer on that song is Leandra Johnson. Now, I'm going to just be playing with concerning Leandra Johnson. I've been seeing her past few years do a lot of ungodly stuff. And I think they say she's supposed to be a preacher or something or what have you. But I have seen her doing a whole lot of ungodly stuff. You know, anywhere from, you know, even some have reported anywhere like she was, I don't know, coming on Periscope or something, dressed inappropriate, or I don't know, was in a robe or something like that. Some said she had been drinking. I know that, what was that, last year she was cussing, I mean, just awful. Well, the reason why I bring up, because, and I'm talking to you about how God is getting the hope of some of the people who are doing this mockery thing of him, talking a certain way and all that, only that stuff from the lips and not from the heart. When she sing on that song, Lord Deliver Me, the Holy Ghost began to deal with me concerning her. I saw her on TV singing on that show called Sunday Best. And the Holy Ghost actually was dealing with her. In fact, I know in my spirit he was showing her herself, because that song, the words of that song and the anointing that came through that touched her, and he began to show her herself. And I had to pray for her. I said, God, do something in her through that song. Cause her to see herself. Cause her to come to repentance. See, God is dealing with some of you today that's been doing stuff for an outward show. You have been doing, quote, good deeds, but you weren't doing it from the heart. You had the wrong motives. And God has been speaking in your spirit. He has been even visiting you in dreams. He has been sending people your way, telling you to repent and turn from it. Some people are going to repent. All of them is not. Because one thing about man, many times he liked too much of that glory. He liked too much of people patting him and rubbing on the back and telling him how great he is and how dynamic he is. Man, you know, it had just got awful in the body of Christ. When we're introducing one another right now, we're putting so many adjectives in front of the name, it's just awful. We probably had problems in school with adjectives, but we don't got problem today because we're describing the dynamic, the outstanding, the this and that. And sometimes I just be like, my goodness, would you just go on and announce the person? See, the Bible said give honor where honor's due, but we didn't went ridiculous. We went past honor. We didn't start praising the people. We didn't start putting them in God's stead. We didn't start putting all these titles and names to them that only belongs to God. And so the Lord has been sending Elijah, saying, repent. Repent of these things that's being done for the outward show, or else face the consequences. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because when there's a greed, where's a greed for money or greed for anything else, especially among, quote, the church folks, you can rest assured there's going to be a lot of outward showing doing. Okay? It's going to be a lot of that. And God said, and then you're using the name of the Lord. Say, we're doing it in the name of the Lord. You know, one of the things that have popped up strongly over the past few years is what they call the praise dancing and the praise team. And I noticed about many of them that these dances just totally choreographed, and you see the way they do it. They're doing it to an outward show to get praise of man. Amen. Now, is every single one doing it? No, I do believe that some of them is being led by the Spirit. And here's the key. That's the key right there, being led by the Spirit. You know, we're going to choreographing. We're doing dances like the four tops and all this stuff. But, you know, it got awful. And we think that God is impressed with all this and that he's taking all of this in, accepting his kingdom. But no, he's not. See, God, in these last days, his kingdom here on earth, God is doing a cleansing. He said in Matthew 13, he's going to all things that offend and them which do iniquity, he's cleansing out of the kingdom. Amen. He's cleansing out of the kingdom. So some of you who gets upset when people like me speak on things like this and say, well, as long as it's accepted by God, it's okay. Here's the thing you got to understand. It's not accepted by God. It's not accepted by God. Hallelujah. God is not accepting no outward showing, per se. He's not accepting something that's being done under the wrong motive so you can get some praise. Amen. God talks to us about doing that, as you read in Matthew 6, doing that which is in secret. And he said, you do that in secret, he said, I'll reward you openly. You ain't got to toot the horn every time you do something good. You ain't got to let everybody know every time you gave somebody some money. You ain't got to do that. But you got some people, quote, in the church or in the body who has to let everybody know. Why is he doing that? So they can get glory. And so that means when they gave that, because see, some of us looked at it and said, oh, well, they gave the money. That was good, wasn't it? Well, that was a good deed done under the wrong motive. Understand that. Because if someone doing you the good deed, they ain't got to run a resume of all that they done for you. You understand what I'm saying? And so here, God talks about, even in the word of the Lord, he said, your worship is not of the heart. See, one thing about it, when you start going into getting, you know, seeking glory of men, you don't stop in one area. I mean, if you was praying a certain way because you want men to pat you on the back, then your worship is going to be off. And see, this thing is affecting many of those who proclaim to be Christians. It's affecting them deeply. It's affecting them to a point, I mean, it's just whatever they do is to get glory. Hallelujah. You know, I listen to certain ministers who wants people to really holler concerning them, and some of them will use these big old words when they're preaching. And you would hear people in the audience hollering, oh, wow, wow. And I sit there looking, I said, now, what's the benefit of that? First off, what's the benefit of you using these big, mighty words except that you're trying to show that you got, quote, some college education? Let me tell you something. You want to show off that college education. It ain't going to mean nothing when those devils and demons are jumping on you. You're going to have to know Jesus. Ain't going to be about no college education. You telling the devil, say, leave me alone because I got a four-year degree. That ain't going to work. That ain't going to hit on nothing. Amen? And see, this is why you find many times that people are preaching and teaching and there's no anointing, because it's not coming from the heart. It's an outward show. Look, just, I'm telling you people, just look, if you don't believe me, just look on the TV. Just look at the different, quote, churches you visit. And look at how the programs and stuff is going, set up for an outward show. because we're trying to draw people. Amen. We're trying to draw people our way. Not by lifting up Jesus or proclaiming that he's Lord, not that way, but our way. And the Lord said, repent. Repent of this outward showing. Repent. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, repent, people, or else face the consequences. You know, the Lord said his wrath is kindled against the hypocrite. One that talk in one way but live in another way. He said his wrath is kindled against the hypocrite. And he talks about the mockery. See, people, they out making, trying to make a mockery of God. Trying to pretend that this, what they're doing is of God from the heart, but it's not. And all what is to do? To get gain. They have agreed for gain. God is going to put an end to this, people. I say, God is going to put an end to this. Hallelujah. He's going to put an end to this mockery. And once again, that's why he's been sending this word to the people and said, listen, repent of that. And some have turned their head because why? They love that glory. Well, that glory is going to cause you to go down because you're going to be exposed. The same ones you've been deceiving, once again, who did not have enough discernment to tell the truth from the false, is going to see you exposed. Oh, he's in exposing today, glory, because God is not going to let evil continue to rule. He's not going to let evil rule, people. Repent. You say, you ministers of pleasure. Amen. We look at minister, we automatically just think the ministry, the clergy, that's part of it. But we all are like agents of the Lord because we've been given what? The ministry of reconciliation, to reconcile people to God by giving them the gospel of Christ and telling them to repent. Hallelujah. See, some of you are even in your preaching, you're leaving out even repentance because you don't want to tell the people the truth because you want them to like you. And you think by doing that, that's giving them to the Lord. That ain't bringing them to Jesus. That's bringing them to you. Hallelujah. That's not bringing them to Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's a lot of fake worshiping going on. And it's going to be exposed. It is sad today that you see among Christianity, as now Christianity is in a debate with one another and separated, and one of the new things that has risen up is this thing concerning, once again, Kanye West. You got Christianity divided, and it's amazing how that we haven't fully got to the place to be able to discern the truth from the false. But God is going to unveil that it's going to be so obvious. Hallelujah. It's going to be so obvious when he unveils the truth. It's not going to leave a room. There ain't going to be no room left for you to say, I got to go ask God if this is of him. You won't have to do it. He's going to unveil because he's calling people to repentance. And some have just ignored them. They just ignored them. You know, there was times that I had done things and God dealt with me in my heart. He said, you know, you didn't do that right. You did that to be seen. Don't do that no more. Amen. Hallelujah. And we have to be careful then and be watchful. Glory. Hallelujah. So there is a lot of fake worshiping, a lot of fake praying, fasting, a lot of fake fasts because you want to be seen a man. You're disfiguring your face and you're showing them, you know, which is causing people to inquire, what's wrong with you? What's going on with you? Oh, I'm fasting, you know, to show people God said you got your reward. Amen. Meaning the church is like prayer. You hear the same prayer, the same way, utter the same word, and you can tell that this thing is just modeled. okay? People doing their arms, they just constantly, when they do good deeds, you can tell they always got to toot the horn. They always got to let everybody know. It's not so much as doing it in secret now anymore. You know, you're doing it openly so you can be praised to men. And once again, God said, you have your reward. Amen. You have your reward. And see, people keep saying, well, I'm doing this in Jesus' name. And God tell me to do this. And you claiming you give glory to God, but you're not. You have to glory for yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the word of truth today. So God says, repent. Repent. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus said, don't let your arms, you know, he says here in that sixth chapter of Matthew, he said, take heed that you don't do your arms before me. Okay? To what? To be seen of them. Jesus said, take heed. Okay? He said, otherwise you have no reward. Okay. Amen. Like I said, you ain't got to, you know, if you're doing it from the heart, then you ain't going to want to be seen to be praised. But once again, you have people giving, and see, some people just look at it and they say, oh, well, he did a good thing. He gave, yeah, but what was the motive? The motive to be seen of men. You know, just think about it. Has somebody ever done something for you that was good, but you found out later on they had a motive behind it? You may have thought at first they were doing it just to be kind, to help you, but then once, you know, they got to talk it or somebody came and told you about it, you found out that good they did for you wasn't really from their heart because they wanted to help you. They was after something. Amen. I know in my life people have done things for me, and I thought that they were doing it from the kindness of their heart, trying to be friendly, something like that, but found out later on they had a purpose behind it, okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I used to hear where some mothers would tell their young girls that if, you watch, you know, when a man do something for you because he will expect something in return. Now, I know many of y'all heard that. And many times with some of them, that was the case. They didn't, some of the guys did a, quote, good thing to the lady, but, yeah, they were expecting something in return from her, okay? So to some degree, that statement was true. Not with all men, but some of them did do that, okay? So you have that thing. So he said, take heed that you don't do your alms before men to be seen of them. And he goes on to tell us that when you do your alms, when you do your charitable deeds, okay, he said, don't be as the hypocrites. He said, don't, you know, the hypocrites go in the synagogues and they go in the streets and that they may be seen of men. You know, some people, like I said, they do, quote, good. They got to do it in front of everybody. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all may know who I'm talking about. Okay? I mean, when I say who, I mean, I'm saying from your standpoint, you may know some people who you know, are doing that. And see, especially when they're claiming what they're doing is of God. And so God said that's going to come to an end. Because if they don't repent, they're going to be showed up. Okay, because you're not going to be using the name of the Lord and doing it under your own motives to get glory. Okay, that's not going to happen. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, when you do it, your arm, don't let your left hand know what your right hand do it. Okay. Right there, he's still talking about secrecy. And when we're talking about secrecy, now we're not talking about doing some undermined, evil, dirty, low-down stuff. You know, there's a good secret and there's a evil secret. We're not talking about the evil secrecy. We're talking about doing it at a point where you're not trying to be seen. Amen? You know, there's some people who have done great things for other people that you rarely, if you ever, have heard about. Okay? But see, God said, I'm going to reward you openly. You ain't got to, what he's saying is that when you seek the glory of man, that's all it is, and it just goes so far. It can't take you as far as God rewarding you. Man's reward is very limited, but God rewarding you can take you further. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And then he says in verse 5, he said, and when thou prayest, okay, just like he said about the fasting, he said, when thou fast. So God didn't tell you don't pray at all. He's not telling you not to fast. But he's telling you don't do it in such a manner when you're trying to be seen. Don't let your prayer be only from the lips. See, our prayer needs to be sincere. And I think that many times we get caught up in how long, okay? If you let yourself flow in the spirit, you're not going to worry about time. Now, I'm not saying always just jump down there 30 seconds, get up, and you're done. You know, we need to be down a little longer than that. But sometimes we, you know, set on, you know, got to be long all the time. And so, therefore, it's just like in certain churches, when they do their model prayer or prayer that they set up on how they're going to pray, you know that some of them have these long prayers. And if you came each time, you would hear the same words each time. And they memorize and recite the same words each time. Thank you, Jesus. Each time. Glory. Have mercy, Lord God. Have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. So the word of the Lord today is repent. Repent of an outward show of wanting to be seen. Repent of this. God is calling his people. He's calling. He said, repent. Turn away from this kind of act. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, you're going to see more exposure, exposing of the people. Many on that's big time on these TV. You're going to start seeing more where their heart at. You're going to start seeing more of where these gospel singers' hearts at. Amen. But what I was saying about Leandra Johnson, Leandra, I could tell when she sung that song, Lord Deliver Me, I knew the Holy Ghost touched her. And he was touching her about herself. He touched her. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. I just pray that she would let the Lord do even more in her heart in dealing with that. But thank you, Jesus. So, amen. Amen. Glory to God. We see this. So the Lord is calling out repentance. And he said, repent of these things that you've done in the outward show, trying to be seen. God said, repent of it. Come with a true prayer from your heart. Prayer ain't always got to be long, you know, not long by, quote, your standards, okay? But do it from the heart. Amen. Don't let it be just from the lips. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So let us pray. Dear Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are once again grateful and thankful for this day you've made and created. Thank you, Lord, for giving me this opportunity to share your word unto the people. Lord God, I pray today, that, Lord God, that those who have heard was touched by this message, the word that has gone before them, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, let the power of your Spirit and the Holy Ghost begin to take hold of the hearts of those who, even those who have been performing this thing in the outward show, that they may repent. Bring an end to the mockery that is done towards your name, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise be to God. Glory to the Most High God. Thank God for all you've been listening. Lord, say the same tomorrow night, Thanksgiving night. Should have another broadcast. Look for the advertisement at that time, 7 o'clock, Lord's Day, the same tomorrow night. Praise be to God. And so I thank God for all you've been listening. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you and may he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.